Stranded by Cheryl Dyson, read by Zebra. The wipers slapped against the windshield and left annoying streaks in their wake, reminding Zach that he should have replaced them 2 months ago. The freeway was nearly empty in the growing twilight, and he considered flipping on the headlights. A car appeared on the shoulder ahead. The driver looked to be leaning against the front fender, getting soaked by the downpour. Zach slowed the truck and drew in a surprised breath as he pulled up next to the man and lowered the passenger side window. "It can't be," he thought, but the resemblance was uncanny. The young man leaned his head into the window, and Zach found himself mesmerized by a pair of dark eyes ringed in black eyeliner. The smile was unmistakable. "Hi," the wet fellow said, and a droplet of water trailed down one perfect cheek to poise on the edge of a smooth jaw. It took a moment for Zach to register the greeting. "You need some help?" he asked, finding his voice. "The car, it seems to be broken." The boy shrugged, and his smile widened. "I have called the rental business, and they say assistance will be coming soon." Zach snorted. A rental car. He could be here until midnight waiting for a tow truck. "Can I give you a lift into town? They'll pick up the car whether you are here or not." He wanted to ask the question that hovered on his lips, but he didn't want to come across as some sort of crazed fanboy stalker. The man looked uncertainly at the car and then back at Zach. He gnawed his lip with gleaming white teeth. "I do have a gig in town tomorrow. I should probably get back to the hotel and get some rest." Zach's heart rate nearly went through the roof. He had half assumed the lad only looked like Bill, but apparently it really was him. "Come on, then. I'm on my way into town to have dinner with my wife, so I'll give you a lift. You can call the rental company and let them know where you left the car." The dark eyes measured Zach, and he seemed to decide he was no crazed American serial killer, so he grabbed a small bag from the car, locked it, and climbed into the passenger seat. Zach pulled the truck back on the highway and turned on the headlights. The rain came down even harder. Zach lifted his sweatshirt from the seat between them. "You can dry off some if you want. I'm Zach." "Bill," he said and took the towel. His fingers were long and slender, and they brushed against Zach's as he took the shirt. He patted his hair dry and fluffed it out with his fingers until it stood out in a resemblance of his usual style. Zach flipped down the sun visor for him to expose the mirror. Bill smiled and used the mirror to work at his streaked locks. The alternating dark and light hair was unusual, but looked right on the singer. "You said gig," Zach said innoxiously, while trying not to stare. He had never found guys attractive, except this one. He called up a mental picture of his wife and tried to steer his libido in a more appropriate direction. "Are you a musician?" Bill nodded and set the damp sweatshirt back on the seat. "Thanks. I have a band, my brother and I. You like rock and roll?" Zach shrugged. Out loud, he replied, "Sometimes. Maybe I've heard your songs." But inside, he thought, "And maybe I have every single album you've ever recorded in any language. And maybe I have posters of you on my wall at home. And maybe I've had a fantasy or two." Bill laughed, and the sound did nothing to curtail Zach's growing attraction. Even his laugh was gorgeous. "Maybe not. We're from Germany. Can you tell?" "The accent? Yeah, it's cute." "Cute?" Zach blanched. He hadn't meant to say cute. Perhaps cute did not translate well, and he could pretend he had meant something else. He glanced at Bill, who looked at him appraisingly. A smile that bordered on a smirk curved Bill's lips, and Zach's eyes widened. "Oh, hell, he's not checking me out. I'm just losing my mind." Zach quickly turned his attention back to the road and counted the flickering white stripes until he reached 100. Only then did he turn his gaze back to Bill and find the singer still watching him with an unreadable expression. "Think of Shauna, think of Shauna, think of Shauna," Zach chanted to himself. He pictured his adorable wife and had an imagined conversation with her. "Honey, I think I'm attracted to another man. Would you mind terribly if I had cheated on you?" Her imagined response was unhelpful. "Seriously? With Bill? Oh my God, at least wait till I get a camera. And will you lick his tattoos for me, please?" If Zach had not been driving, he would have put his face in both hands and groaned aloud. "Are you all right?" Bill asked, and Zach could only assume the panic was beginning to show on his face. He forced a smile. I'm fine. I need to, call my wife and let her know I'll be late. Zack fumbled for his phone and realized it was in the pocket of the sweatshirt. He tried to dig it out and drove a bit too far to the right before turning the wheel sharply. Your phone? I will find it for you, Bill offered. He felt around in the pockets and fished out Zack's phone. He held it up triumphantly and then placed it in Zack's hands. His fingertips brushed over Zack's wrist and seemed to linger there a moment longer than necessary. Zack tried to remember to breathe normally as he flipped open the phone and pressed the speed dial button. Shauna answered in her usual fashion. Hi, honey. I picked up a stranded guy on the freeway, and I'm going to drop him off at his hotel, so I'll be a little late. Is he hot? She asked immediately. You have no idea, he said with a groan, mentally shrieking at her. Bill! It's Bill! Oh! Well, if you get sidetracked at the hotel, I'll just wait longer. Zack flipped the phone shut and gave Bill another grin, trying for suave this time instead of borderline hysterical. She says it's no problem. Take as long as you need. She's very understanding. Good, Bill said. I would hate for you to get in trouble on my account. He leaned back and stretched. His shirt rode up several inches to expose a strip of flesh above the waistband of his black jeans. Zack's mouth went suddenly dry, and he jerked his eyes forcibly back to the road. No trouble at all, he said. Zack managed to make small talk all the way to the hotel, mostly by picking out landmarks and sounding like a local tour guide. Bill did not seem to mind. He grew drier and cuter by the mile. By the time they reached the hotel, it had stopped raining. Zack pulled up to the covered area, prepared to drop Bill off, but the dark eyes fixed on him. Won't you come in? I want to give you something. Zack's body twitched as his lust-infected mind supplied plenty of wicked somethings for Bill to bestow on him. He shook his head, knowing the smart path led to escape, but he still felt slightly depressed, knowing he would probably never see him again, except in photos or long distance at concerts. I can't. The wife, you know. Bill gave him that dazzling smile and nodded. All right, then. He leaned over, and suddenly Zack felt an almost electric shock as Bill's lips brushed against his ears. Thank you. I'd give you a kiss, but American men seem not to like it. Zack could barely speak. I don't think I'd mind so much. Then thank you again, Bill said. Zack felt his soft lips press into his cheek. He felt like a giddy schoolgirl for a moment, receiving a kiss from her first crush, and then Bill pulled away and the door opened. What am I doing? Zack thought suddenly. Wait, he cried. Bill paused with one foot partially out of the door and looked at Zack questioningly. Actually, I have heard of your band. My wife is a big fan, and she would kill me if she knew I'd met you and did not bring her some sort of souvenir. Like you, trussed up like a Thanksgiving turkey, wearing nothing but a dog collar, he thought. He slapped that image down, gave it concrete galoshes, and tossed it into the river, hoping it wouldn't return until he was in a very private place with enough time to deal with the after effects. Then you will come in? Only for a bit, Zack said. Let me park. Bill pulled his foot in and shut the door. Zack pulled the truck into the parking lot, locked the doors, and followed the rocker, trying not to admire his hot, sauntering walk as they headed for the elevator. Loud shrieking startled Zack out of his reverie, and Bill turned to him with eyes wide. He reached back and grabbed Zack's hand. Fangirls! Run! The two men pounded for the elevators, pursued by a horde of shrieking teenagers. They leaped inside, and Zack leaned on the door close button while Bill pushed the floor number. The door slid shut moments before loud pounding sounded against the metal and screaming cadence of, Bill! Died away. Bill leaned against his shoulder, laughing, and Zack joined in, thinking this might be one of the craziest days of his life. My savior twice today, Bill said. He did not move his arm. All I did was press the button that time. You saved my life. Seriously, those girls would have ripped me to pieces. Some of them get pretty crazy. Don't you have a bodyguard? Zack asked seriously, turning to look at the man, whose chin practically rested on his shoulder. Yeah, but sometimes I need to get away by myself. It's usually okay in smaller cities to rent a car and go. No one knows who you are. Gotta be a strange life, Zack admitted. Strange and lonely sometimes. The doors opened and Bill dragged Zack out by the arm, still slung around his neck. This way. He fumbled in his back pocket for a card key and slipped it into the slot. The door clicked open and Bill let go as they entered a huge suite. Bill tossed the card key on a nearby counter and then pulled his shirt off over his head. Zack tried not to stare at his bare flesh was revealed by the motion, but he was not even partially successful. "Shirt is still damp from the rain," Bill explained, and threw his shirt on a nearby chair. "Well, what do you think your wife would like? Autograph? Posters? CDs? We have all sorts of crap. I mean, promotional materials." He chuckled, and Zack grinned back. It was impossible not to with that brilliant smile beaming at him. She would take anything and everything up to and including pencil shavings and used trial-sized shampoo bottles. Bill laughed again. "We don't use hotel shampoos. Need special shampoo, can't you tell? It's still soft, won't you feel?" Without awaiting a response, Bill moved closer and leaned his head towards Zack, who obediently reached up and put a hand into the streaked locks. It was definitely soft. Surprisingly so, considering it looked like it would be the texture of coarse wire from the shape. "Very soft," Zack admitted. Bill smiled again, and Zack thought he might die happy from an overdose of that smile. Shauna would understand. "Where would you like the autograph? Most people ask for the chest, usually the girls. But I think yours should be somewhere special." Bill's hand slowly tugged the t-shirt from Zack's jeans and pulled it up to reveal his abs. He sucked in a breath as the slender fingers slid over his skin. "Do you mind?" Zack shook his head in bemusement. He suddenly felt nearly catatonic. "What about lower?" Bill asked, in a voice that seemed 10 times sexier than ought to be allowed by mortal beings. He could only nod in response and stare, mesmerized, as Bill's pink tongue licked out and caught between the perfect teeth for a moment. Zack felt his belt buckle tugged open and his jeans were unfastened and pushed down gently. "Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit," he thought, snapping back to awareness at the knowledge that he was hard as a fucking rock. Bill had not pulled his jeans down far. One hip was revealed, along with a slender strip of his flank. Smooth fingers traveled from the edge of his hip over the exposed skin to brush the hint of dark curls visible beneath the elastic of his briefs. "Right here, I think," Bill said, and produced a Sharpie marker from God knew where. "Hold still." Bill knelt at his feet, which produced a whole new rash of fantasies. With a flourish, the singer scrawled a signature on the tender skin of Zack's flank. He clenched his teeth on the involuntary gasps as the rough feel of the pen and the odd sensation of being marked nearly owned. The dark eyes flicked upward, and a smile curved the gorgeous lips. Zack was painfully aware of the throbbing cock was mere inches away from Bill's exquisite mouth, and then it was even closer. Bill dipped his head forward and brushed his lips over the tip of Zack's erection, still covered by his underwear, but no less sensitive for the fact. The intake of breath could not be contained this time, and the dark eyes seemed to gleam in triumph. They remained locked with Zack's as his hot breath blew through the material, sending a jolt of white-hot desire skidding through his blood. Bill's pale fingers tugged at the constricting material, then dragging jeans and briefs down in one rough motion to expose Zack completely. Bill's eyes left his finally to examine the hard object revealed, but only for an instant before his lips wrapped completely around the head of Zack's cock, enveloping him in wet heat. "Oh God, oh God," Zack murmured, provoking a chuckle from Bill that vibrated straight through Zack's core. Holy shit, he had a pierced tongue. The smooth metal stud added yet another dimension to the stunning sensation. The singer went to work in earnest then, sliding his tongue over the taut vein beneath his cock and swirling it over the head to dip teasingly into the slit over and over until Zack's breath came in ragged gasps and both hands were tangled in the soft hair as he struggled not to drive himself into Bill's mouth and fuck him mercilessly. It was over too soon. Zack reflected that he usually had quite a lot more staying powder, but then again he'd never been sucked off by a guy before either. He cried out softly to give warning, but Bill only took him deeper. Zack shook with the force of his release, an incredible feel of not only being devoured, but swallowed. With tremors subsided, Bill licked him thoroughly clean, earning yet more indrawn breaths when his tongue slid across overly sensitive flesh. When he was finished, Bill tugged his clothing back into place and fastened it before he rose to his feet. His eyes met Zack's once more, and he leaned forward to take Zack's lip in a steaming kiss. He tasted both sweet and bitter at once, slightly salty from Zack's cum, but amazing nonetheless. Their tongues played together for a moment longer than was prudent, and Zack was surprised to find his hand still twisted in Bill's hair. He pulled back slightly and asked, "Do you want me to, Bill was pressed fully against him, and Zack felt a noticeable hardness against his thigh.
"No, I'll take care of it in a bit. Your wife is waiting, remember?"
Zack nodded, but made no move to go. Bill kissed him once more, and then moved away with a sigh. Zack's hands fell away from the mussed hair, and he grinned slightly at the debauched look of the singer. His lips were red and slightly swollen, and his cheeks were flushed.
"Wait a moment," he said, and turned
and sorted through some papers strewn across a nearby writing desk. After locating what he sought, he handed an envelope to Zack with another flash of his devastating smile.
"Here, tickets to the concert tomorrow. And backstage passes."
His voice delivered the last sentence with a definite seductive timbre, and Zack felt another flush of heat crawl over him.
"We'll be there," he promised.
Zack made his way back to the truck in a haze and climbed into the driver's seat. He dialed his wife.
"Hi, honey. I just got an incredible blowjob from our favorite singer." She laughed.
"I wish. Now get over here. I'm hungry." Zack grinned as he hung up. He could hardly wait to show her his autograph.